What is the main challenge in evaluating generative language models according to the introduction of the paper?
The main challenge in evaluating generative language models according to the introduction of the paper is the difficulty in finding meaningful data to test the models and evaluating the correctness of the generated responses. Multiple choice datasets like MMLU have become popular as they sidestep the challenge of evaluating generations. However, multiple choice questions probe a different property than freeform generative tasks, which are closer to the downstream use case. Automatic metrics like blue, rouge, and heuristic string match methods often fail to analyze the intended property of interest, leading to false positives and false negatives. Recent methods have attempted to address these issues by using trained or prompted models as evaluators.
How does the proposed panel of LLM evaluators, poll, differ from using a single large judge like GPT-4 for evaluation purposes?
The proposed panel of LLM evaluators, poll, differs from using a single large judge like GPT-4 for evaluation purposes in several key ways. Firstly, poll consists of multiple evaluator models drawn from different model families, Command R, Haiku, and GPT-3. 5. While a single large judge like GPT-4 relies on only one model, this composition of poll helps reduce intra-model bias and provides a more diverse range of perspectives for evaluation. Secondly, poll uses a voting function to aggregate scores across the judges in the panel, whereas a single large judge like GPT-4 provides a single judgment based on its own biases and preferences. This pooling of scores in poll helps mitigate individual model biases and provides a more balanced evaluation. Additionally, poll is more cost-effective, being over 7 times cheaper than using a single GPT-4 judge, making it more accessible and scalable for evaluation tasks. Lastly, poll has been shown to correlate better with human judgments across various tasks compared to a single large judge like GPT-4, indicating its effectiveness in capturing the intended properties of interest in generative language model evaluations.
Can you explain the 3 different scoring settings mentioned in the paper? Single point scoring, reference-based scoring, and pairwise scoring.
The paper discusses 3 different scoring settings for evaluating model outputs: single point scoring, reference-based scoring, and pairwise scoring. In single point scoring, a judge evaluator model rates the quality of a single model output independently, without comparing it to any other output. The score is based solely on the judge's internal model of what constitutes a good or bad output, denoted as score equals JA. Reference-based scoring involves providing the judge with a gold reference containing the information that should be included in the model output. The judge then scores the output based on how well it aligns with the reference, denoted as score equals JAR. Pairwise scoring, on the other hand, requires the judge to compare 2 outputs generated by different models and determine which one is better. The judge assigns a preference score over the outputs, often using a 3- or 5-point scale like A greater than B, A approximately B, A less than B, denoted as score equals JAB. These scoring settings help in evaluating model performance across various tasks, such as question answering and chatbot interactions, by providing different perspectives on the quality of the generated outputs.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using a panel of LLM evaluators, poll, compared to using a single large judge like GPT-4 for evaluating LLM generations?
The theoretical and practical benefits of using a panel of LLM evaluators, poll, compared to a single large judge like GPT-4 for evaluating LLM generations are significant. Firstly, poll helps to reduce intra-model bias that can be present in a single judge model like GPT-4, which tends to recognize and prefer its own outputs over those of other models. By pooling judgments across multiple evaluator models from different families, poll mitigates this bias, leading to more objective evaluations. Section, panel of LLM evaluators. Additionally, poll provides a more cost-effective solution, being over 7 times cheaper than using a single GPT-4 judge, making evaluation more accessible and scalable. Section, poll composition and voting. Furthermore, poll offers better generalization across different tasks compared to relying on a single judge model. Previous work has shown that model-based scoring methods, like poll, correlate better with human judgments than heuristic metrics like M, indicating that POLE is more versatile and reliable in evaluating diverse tasks. Section. Background. LLM as a judge. Moreover, POLE helps to enhance the overall accuracy and consistency of evaluations. In experiments across various datasets, POLE demonstrated the strongest correlation with human judgments compared to individual judges like GPT-4, indicating its superior performance in capturing the intended properties of interest. Section. Correlation to human judgments. In summary, using a panel of LLM evaluators, POLE offers benefits such as reducing bias, improving cost effectiveness, enhancing generalization across tasks, and increasing accuracy and consistency in evaluations compared to relying on a single large judge like GPT-4.
How do the cost and latency of running the panel of LLM evaluators, POLE, compare to running a single GPT-4 judge in terms of evaluation efficiency?
The cost of running the panel of LLM evaluators, POLE, is 1.25 per input plus 4.25 per output, while the cost of running a single GPT-4 judge is 10 per input plus 30 per output. Therefore, running the POLE is 7 to 8 times less expensive than running a single GPT-4 judge. In terms of evaluation efficiency, the POLE is more cost-effective than using a single GPT-4 judge. Additionally, in general, running a collection of smaller models in parallel, as in the POLE, is faster than using a single large model like GPT-4. While explicit latency evaluations were not conducted, the parallel processing of smaller models in the POLE is expected to be faster than relying on a single large model like GPT-4. Thus, the POLE offers a more efficient and cost-effective approach to evaluation compared to using a single GPT-4 judge.
Based on the paper, what are the observed limitations or biases associated with using a single large judge like GPT-4 for evaluation purposes?
The paper highlights several limitations and biases associated with using a single large judge like GPT-4 for evaluation purposes. Firstly, it is noted that evaluator models, such as GPT-4, tend to have their own biases, often recognizing and favoring their own outputs over those of other models. This indicates a bias towards self-preference within the evaluator model. Additionally, GPT-4 is described as a relatively weak judge in certain scenarios, showing high variance with minor changes to the prompt. This suggests that GPT-4's performance can be inconsistent and sensitive to slight variations in input. Furthermore, the paper mentions that GPT-4 may over-reason and inject too much background knowledge into determining the correctness of an answer, rather than simply aligning the generated response with the gold reference. This over-reasoning behavior can lead to suboptimal evaluation outcomes, especially in tasks that require more straightforward assessments. Lastly, the paper discusses intra-model bias, where GPT-4 exhibits a preference for its own outputs, leading to potential skewed evaluations that may not accurately reflect the true quality of generated responses.